These are some things I just dotted down here. What about punishment? That if the sibling did something to you, well, then the next move isn't forgiveness. The next move is...
Yeah.
All right. Next week, it's going to be great. Or how about this one? The opposite of forgiveness is recalling.
Oh, yeah.
So, that thing, the last vacation, the last vacation. So we have just a history of conflicts with vacations. I mean, I could just rattle them off. They're fantastic ones. When I was in England, my sister was in Egypt, and I got a ticket. I was going to Sharm El Sheikh. I don't know if you know where that is. It's kind of a neat place in Egypt. And anyway, and there was a bombing there, a big bombing. You may remember this. And I said, I'm not going. And I'm telling you, man, that thing has still there. Canceling that trip is still boop. And so the opposite of forgiveness is recalling. So do you remember, Jeremy, like when you bought the ticket and like then I got tickets for the hotel and we were going to then go like out on, do you remember that? There's just subtle little, So recalling is not forgiveness. That's opposite. Is it fun to recall? I mean, really, is it fun to like recall a bad event? Why is it fun? What's the fun part in that?
I think if time goes by, you can.
Yeah. But why would my sister recall Sharm El Sheikh? Like what gives her joy in doing that? Needling me or... Maybe it's a way to get power, maybe on another something else. Hey, do you remember, that? Well, I told you we wanted to go to the park later, Who knows? I don't know. For the most, it'd be interesting to get their perspectives, but we all love each other, by the way. We really do. It's just these are things that happen in families, and we're all very different. We really do. Very different. The three of us are just like night and day, but... My sister, I'm like super conventional. I'm like oatmeal and like peanut butter and jelly for lunch, and I'm going for a walk. My older sister's like, I'm flying to Uganda. I'm going out to the jungle, and I'm hanging out with some, gorillas today. And that's, it's just like we do. It's crazy, but it always she always is just amazing, and how she accomplishes everything. So. What about judging? That's the opposite of forgiveness, is when we judge. We say, well, you did that. You're always inconsiderate, judgment. Or how about earning? Earning. So what would be earning? If someone's harmed you, you may, instead of forgiving them, you may put it over them to pay it back. Earn your trust back is what I'm thinking on that one. Yep. By the way, all these are biblical thoughts. I've like a prodigal son, earning or excusing. Why is excusing not forgiveness?
What?
Excusing. It's close, but what's the difference between excusing and forgiveness? Because a lot of people think excusing is kind of like a nice thing to do.
Also because you don't get to the issue. You just kind of go over it.
Yeah.
Just dismiss it.
Yeah. Isn't it a clever way of kind of like not addressing maybe the conflict and just, excusing it? Forgiveness addresses the conflict and brings peace in the midst of it. Excusing kind of just skirts it to the side and says, oh, they were just having a bad day. But what they did was, well, no, it really did cause a problem. That was not good. So